Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Well, it's good to be back with you. It's good to be back in God's house this morning. I praise His name. You know, I can't thank you enough for the text and the phone calls and all the things you've sent me and the cards and down through the last few weeks. I really appreciate it. Really thank you for that. You know, it's one of those things that I had to do. But you know, thank God He got me through it. Like Tink said. It was just one thing. You know, actually, to me, in my mind, it went pretty fast. I mean, it has. It just went pretty fast. I just thank God for it. Thank good Lord for being able to be here again this morning. Now, I want to tell you something. If I step on your toes this morning, I wasn't aiming for your toes. I was aiming for your heart. I want you to understand that this morning. Because I've got something that the Lord's been pressing upon me, and I want to, Lord willing, I want to be able to get it out this morning, but I want to do it with the Spirit and the power of God to do it. So you just bear with me here this morning. But I played a video around here a while back. It's from Paul Harvey from 1965. It was called If I Were the Devil. And so this is the title of my sermon this morning. It has nothing to do with what he did. I put my own stuff down here, but the thought, the message title, that's his, and I just want to lay that out there before I go. If you would, turn over to 2 Corinthians, the second chapter, the 11th verse, and then also after that, I'm going to be over in 2 Corinthians, 11th chapter. When you get there, please, if you can, let's stand in honor of God's word, please. 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 11, to start out with, please. Chapter 2, verse 11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. I want you to just keep that in mind right there. 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 14. 11, 13 through 14. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I want to come and thank you, Father, for the opportunity to be back in your house this morning. I want to thank you, Father, for all that you do, Lord, and how that you've blessed. I thank you for the church this morning. Thank you, Father, for the souls that have made their way out here this morning. I pray, Father, that you would open up their hearts, their minds, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would open up my mouth, Lord. I pray that this anointing would be upon it, Lord, this morning. And, Father, we will give you the praise and the glory that we always do. And thank you in Jesus' name. And amen. And amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to thank also, I forgot to do that, I want to thank Jamie for the last few weeks for stepping in, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate all those that have stepped in, you know, that's helped and done. Thank the good Lord for each and every one of you here this morning. Listen, a Chinese general once said this, and I want you to understand this. Know your enemy and know yourself, and in 100 battles, you will never be defeated. I want to tell you a little something this morning. I want you to know the enemy that we are facing against before I get into the meat of the sermon. I want you to know what he stands for, what he does, and how he works. Christians, I believe it's very important for us this morning to know who the enemy is. And we should come very familiar with his tactic. Would you agree with me that this morning? We should know what his tactics are and how he works. He is a murderer, and he has been from the beginning. The Bible tells us that. The Bible says that he was a murderer from the beginning. The Bible tells us that he is a liar. And that he is a liar, and because it tells us in the Bible so, that he has been a liar, because he is the father of all lies, is what it tells us. In John 8:44, it says this, "Ye are of your father the devil, the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it." Let's break it down a little bit if you don't care. Bear with me on this verse before I go down any farther with it. When Jesus said, "You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do," he was telling them this, and this is very simple. Ye are of your father the devil, And your will, and he said, your desire and your will be do what your Father wants you to do. Now, I want to tell you something this morning, and I want you to listen to me about this. If you are not saved, if you're not born again here this morning, you have a father, and that father is the devil. Now, understand that. That's who you are living for. That's who your will, that's who your desire will be to do and to serve. And you may be sitting here this morning and say, well, I don't do evil stuff and bad stuff. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you've rejected the blood of Jesus Christ in your life and you're doing the will of your father, which is the devil. He was telling them, he said, so we can see from verse 44, we can see that. Brothers and sisters, that you know what? If you're not saved, if you're not born again, if you're not bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, listen, you are of your father, the devil. And can I tell you something this morning about him? He runs a tight ship. The devil runs a tight ship. You may not think, you know why? Because he's a murderer and he's a liar. Therefore, his children, those that are not born again, are also murderers and they are liars. Oh, you said, listen, I told you, I'm aiming for your heart this morning. I may step on your toes a little bit, but I am aiming for your heart. Satan was prideful as well. Ezekiel tells us that. He tells us about him. Thine heart was lifted up because of his beauty. So his children were full of pride. I'm going to tell you something again this morning about his children. His children are full of pride. They believe that they're the only way. They believe that they know what's best. It doesn't matter that God sent the very best to die on a cross, that you could have salvation and that you could be free and that you could be born again. Because if you're of your father, the devil, you don't believe that. You believe the pride, that you believe that, you know what, you could handle all those situations in your life. So his children are full of pride. He is deceitful. He is a schemer. How do I know that? The Bible tells us, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. Withstand against the schemes of the devil. That's what it's talking about. He is a schemer. He is deceitful. And to go along with that, the Bible describes Satan as very subtle. Very subtle. He's very apt at trying to make what is truth and trying to turn it around and make it into something that is not. So I'm here to tell you, listen, this is the characteristics of the devil. This is the characteristics of the one that, brothers, if you are not saved, you are serving. Paul warns the Corinthian church about this in 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear lest it by any means as a serpent beguiled Eve through subtlety, so your mind should be corrupt from the simplicity that is in Christ. You will find that his children will be deceitful. They will be schemers, and they will be subtle while they are doing it because they're taking after their father. Do you get that here this morning? This is the characteristics of him. Another characteristic of Satan and his children is this. They are self-willed. Proverbs 1:24 tells us. He said, because I have called and ye refused, I stretched out my hand and no man regarded it. Acts, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in hearts and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. Listen, I'm telling you, God has made a way that you could have salvation this morning. I praise God that one day, Greg, he saved this old boy one day. He lifted my feet up out of that miry muck and clay that I was in, and he saved me one day. He did something, a work in my life that no one else could do. Believe you me, when I was young, I tried everything in every way that I could to try to make it out to where I could feel good about myself and to do this and to do that about myself and make me what I wasn't able to do myself. When I got saved on that October Wednesday night back in 1974, he lifted me up and I have not been the same person since then because he saved my soul. He showed me that there was a hell to shun, there was a heaven to gain, and that this thing was real. It's not a fairy tale. Don't let the devil deceive you and lie to you and tell you that it is a fairy tale, because it is not a fairy tale. It is real. It is truth. Praise God this morning. When I got saved, I'm telling you, I've said this before, it was like the burden of this whole world had lifted off this old boy's shoulders. And praise his name this morning, I was saved and born again. I know, because I was stiff-necked. I was that way. I'm telling you, I was every bit of that. I thought in my own mind that I could make things work out, that I would be the one to get this stuff straightened out. I couldn't straighten out nothing. I found I couldn't do nothing right in my life. There are some of these characteristics of the devil, and these characteristics can be found in all his children. Believe you me, before I got saved, I was prideful. Believe you me, before I got saved, I was everything that these characteristics of this devil, I was one of his. I was. If I were Satan, and I've got to ask you this now that you know his characteristics, how would I keep people from coming to the knowledge and the saving grace of Jesus Christ? If I were the devil, you know what I would tell them? God loves you. And if you do your best, you'll go to heaven one day. That's what I would tell them. That's what I'd tell the masses out there. That's what I would tell everybody. I would tell them, if I was the devil, that God loves you, and that if you would do your very best, you're going to heaven one of these days. Remember, he's the father of lies, right? He's very subtle about it. If you talk to the unchurched and even some of the church, it's an idea that seems to have caught on. I'm not a bad person, right? We know people out there that are not bad people. Do you know them? I know them. I work with some. They're not bad people. Listen to me. Moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, weren't bad. You know, you could tell me they weren't bad people either. I'm telling you, I'm going to be blunt with you this morning. They never went to church. They've never made a profession of Jesus Christ in their life. They may never have robbed anybody. He never murdered anybody. He wasn't a drug addict. He wasn't none of those things. He always treated people good in love and compassion. He did. So if God's truly a God of love, he won't send him to heaven, will he? Well, that's not what the gospel says. That's not what the Bible says. After all, hell's for bad people, right? After all, those people who need to be punished. Is that what hell's for, right? It's not for the, it's for the child molesters. It's for the people that steal from the elderly. It's for all the other things we can name out here. We could go right down the line and we could say that stuff. But I'm here to tell you this morning, that's not what the gospel tells us this morning. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how much you do as far as public works goes. I don't care about any of that. You listen, it sounds good. It sounds very good to say stuff like that. Good people go to heaven and hell's reserved for those who are just plain evil, right? That sounds good. It sounds wonderful. The only problem is it's a lie. It's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. For all have faced out of our own sins. We are all masses. All of us are born into sin. The whole human race is born into sin. Are sinful people, and they must be born again. If I were the devil, I would just keep on preaching that. Just be good. And one of these days, you'll make it to heaven one day. Romans 3:23 tells us this. For all have sinned. That's A-L-L. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 1 John 1:8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And what's the last part of that? The truth is not in us. It's not in us. For anyone, either in the church or out of the church, as long as you're a good person to say that you're going to heaven, they are not doing the will of the Father. They're doing the will of their Father, but they're not doing the will of our Father. Ye are your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. That's why when I stand up here in this pulpit to preach, I preach John 3:3. I'll preach it till the day that I die. Jesus answered and said unto him, he said unto Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You've got to be born of the Spirit of God. Anything other than that is a lie. It is a total lie. Another thing that I would make sure of is that if I was a devil, I would make sure that the Word of God is made out to where it cannot be trusted. That's another thing that I would do if I was the devil. I would make sure that they have communication avenues, the young people that would constantly bombard them with just how unbelievable the Bible is. I would make sure that the young people got to constantly hear that. Remember, Satan is the one who invented lying, right? He as the children had perfected it down to a science. 2 Peter 2, 3, 3 and 4, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the Father fell asleep, all things continued as they were from the beginning of creation. And I wish I could say this only happens out in the world. Greg and Ken and all of the people in here, you know better than that. We know better than that, don't we? It doesn't just happen out in the world. It happens from behind this pulpit sometimes. It happens from behind these pulpits sometimes. People want to twist the Word of God. They want to water down the Word of God. They don't want people to understand that there is truth in this Word. They water it down. They take it out of context too many times. I'm here to tell you this morning, if I was the devil, yes, I would want to make sure that the Word is discredited. They twist the Word into something God never intended it to be. I would make sure people didn't trust the Bible, and that the Bible, they heard it, was been watered down. What they did hear would be so watered down that they couldn't even trust what they hear from that. I would fill the airwaves with preachers preaching prosperity gospel and positive thinking instead of the true Word of God. That's what I would flood it with if I was the devil. And the true gospel that would require we take up our crosses. They don't want to hear that. The true gospel is that we take up our crosses and follow Jesus daily, right? Amen. Not just at Christmas, not just at Easter. We are to pick up our crosses and follow Him daily. Praise His name this morning. If I was the devil, I'd make sure they never heard that. I'd make sure they never heard that they had to do that. The difference between right and wrong is not found in what I think. Can I have an amen? It's not found in what you think. It's found in who God is and in God's Word. That's where the truth is found. We have to be well grounded in this. Otherwise, we'll be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine that comes along. Amen? Praise His name this morning. We've got to believe that here this morning. Praise His name. And if I was the devil, yes, I would make sure people would have doubts about the Word of God. Absolutely. And if I was the devil, something else I would do. I would make sure that the unnatural is accepted as natural. If I was the devil, I would do that. I will make sure people accept a different definition of marriage. It will no longer just be between a man and a woman. Of course, it's same-sex marriage. We talk about that ad nauseum sometimes around here. It has been the law of the land in this nation for a while now and accepted in this nation. A survey just done in June, 71% of the people in this country have accepted same-sex marriage as being the law of the land. At least 29% that are not. Guess who that 29% are? I just seen it. It's those people that go to church every week. That's it. That's it. That's the ones that believe it. And if I were the devil, I'd make sure the enemy of anyone who dared to criticize it is a sin too. I would make sure that you were considered the enemy. I would emphasize being politically correct so that pointing out sin was considered bigotry and ungodliness. I'd make everyone who dared criticize any sin an enemy of the people. I'd call them hate mongers and phobias. The unnatural has been accepted as natural. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Yes, it has. These stories didn't come out of the National Enquirer of the Sun, by the way. A woman in England married her 6-year-old golden retriever on a morning TV show. It's called This Morning, located in London. You can look it up. I'm not telling you. I'm not lying to you. A Dutch woman married her dog after her first husband, who was a cat, died. I know, we laugh at this stuff, but I'm telling you, folks, it just breaks my heart. 60-year-old woman marries a tree. A man in Suffolk, England, married his goat after admitting that he had feelings for the goat. I will also make sure that people accept a different definition of male and female. Guess what the rage is today? Transgenderism. We know that. And if I were the devil, I would keep it out front and center. You know, 60% of the world believe transgenderism is okay. That's a poll out across the whole nations. All the developed nations. 60% of them believe that it's okay. That was done back in 2017. Just imagine what it is today. Mark 10:6. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. I'll stand on that. But if I was the devil, I would make sure no one ever heard that. But since God's word has been put into question, listen, brothers, everything that is unnatural has been accepted as natural. You know what the philosophy is? I wrote it down. It's to live and let live, right? That's the philosophy that we have today. Just live and let live. It doesn't, you know, you do your thing, that's okay. I'll do my thing over here. I'm going to tell you what, that's a lie straight from the pits of hell, and we should not stand for that. If you know that if I were the devil, I'd make sinful behavior fashionable and acceptable. That's what I would do. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. Plain and simple. If I were the devil, another thing, I would justify and glorify murder. If I was the devil, I would do that. Why? Because just like the scripture in John 8:44 I read says, he was a murderer from the beginning, and he could care less about what's going on in human life down here. The more murder, the better to him. Human life means nothing to him. That's why as a nation, amen or oh my, we'll fight for protection of our animals, but at the same time, fight for the right to kill our babies in the womb. It's exactly right. Tell me I'm wrong. We'll fight because people... I did a sermon on this years ago, and I may have done it here, but it's about the Ten Commandments. You know, about the Ten Commandments and how people would make up their own Ten Commandments. But I did this sermon at 14th Avenue one time. What happened was there was a story about somebody throwing puppies out the window going up on I-77. And people went nuts. They're throwing puppies out the window and they're crashing them. The story was false, by the way. But people went absolutely crazy about it. But yet, no one would stand up to fight for the unborn in the womb. We live in a nation like that today. We live in that. We have become accustomed to horrific crimes in this nation. We hear about murders every day, and or maybe in every week, mass shootings, mass stabbings, people being pushed in front of subways, gang violence and murders, drug overdoses to no end. And we think about this stuff that's going on in this nation today, and it's mass murder that's what's taking place. Listen, most of the people, the drug overdoses, I think it was like 107,000 died of drug overdoses last year in this country. 107,000, most of them are young people, by the way. And if I were the devil, I would make sure it's as widespread as it can be. When people see and hear about it, they barely give it a second glance. And can I tell you right now, I'm guilty of it, probably like some of you. You hear these horrific crimes, these horrific things that take place. And what happens 2 or 3 days later about it? The news cycle changed, and what do? You forget about it, don't you, Belinda? We forget about it, don't we? There's a reason for that. The devil was a murderer, and he has been a murderer from the beginning. And brothers, he could care less about human life. And brothers, if he takes somebody out of here that does not know Jesus as their Savior, he gains a soul for him. If I were the devil, I'd put as much killing as possible in the entertainment. I'm talking about the movies. I'm talking about our songs. I'm talking about our literature. I would flood young people with as much of this stuff as I could get in their minds. Because you know what happens? The more that you flood these young minds with that stuff, the more that they become just numb to it. That's exactly what happens. The point where human life is nothing more than a video game, Ken. That's what it ends up being. Human life is nothing more than a video. If I were the devil, I would say some types of murder would become mercy killings and euthanasia. That's what I would say. If I was the devil, I'd say, well, that's just a mercy killing. They put dogs to sleep, don't they, when they get old and they get sick? And why not human beings? Let's go ahead and put them to death as well. Amen or oh my. Because that's what's going on out here. When they're suffering. Yes, if I were the devil, I would make sure murder was front and center. Now, this is just a few things that I would do if I was the devil. Tell you another thing the devil does. He is the destroyer. He is a devourer. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He is a destroyer, Patty. He wants to destroy families. He wants to destroy marriages. He wants to destroy churches. He wants to destroy this nation. If I were the devil, I would make sure that I destroyed and devoured as much as I can destroy and as much as I can devour. And he has done that. If I were the devil. Paul Harvey ended his segment. You guys remember I played it here. He said, if I were the devil. Now this is from 1965. It's awesome. If you haven't heard it, you need to listen to it. But he said, if I were the devil, I would just keep on doing what he's doing. If I were the devil, I would just keep on doing what I'm doing. Because he's having a lot of success, brothers and sisters. He's taking a lot of people to hell with him. He's destroying a lot of lives. He's doing a lot of different things that we can stand and we can sit by. And listen to me, I am just as guilty as anybody in this church. Sometimes closing my eyes and putting blinders on and just going down my walk of life and saying, this is just my walk of life. I can't do that no more. I can't do that. Because I know his characteristics. You know them now, what he does, how he does it. Brothers and sisters, we need to be on fire for God as much as we can be on fire for God. We need to stay as close to the altar as we can stay as close to the altar. We need to stay on fire for him as much as we can stay on fire for him. Because I'm telling you right now, the battle's only going to get harder. It's only going to get worse. He's only going to come after people more and more and more. I'll tell you what, don't think that I don't love you. I know sometimes I preach like I don't like people, but I don't. I, honest to goodness, I love everybody. I love them. I would love nothing more than to people come to this altar and be saved and on fire for God. I would love to see it. I know sometimes that doesn't happen because the devil is a deceiver. And he makes people think that, well, you know what? That's his opinion. That's what he thinks. But I'm telling you, I've been serving God since, like I said, since 1974. I've seen a lot of stuff come and go. I've seen a lot of things happen. I've seen the gospel being perverted. I've seen a lot of things happen down through the years. I've seen people come and go. I've seen people that were on fire for God. I've seen them go. I've seen them walk out of the church and go. Never come back. I've seen a lot of things happen down through the years. I'm telling you, He is real. He is a devourer. He is a destroyer. I'm telling you, he doesn't want somebody he already has. He doesn't want somebody he already has. He ain't going to give them any difficulty. He doesn't want anything to happen to them. He wants them to keep right on going down their little easy path, they think. He wants you that are born again to seek and to save. He said, I want to devour you if I can. That's what he wants. I'm telling you, if I were the devil, what would I do? Just like Paul Harvey, keep doing what you're doing. Keep on doing what I'm doing because I'm having success with it. They get a song here this morning. Belinda, please. Let me ask you a question here this morning. And this is the only question that you can answer. I can't answer it for you. I can't open your heart up and look inside. I can tell you, Lord, I can look inside my heart. I know what's going on in there. I can't look inside of nobody else's heart in this church. I don't know where they stand. I don't know. I don't. But I can tell you this, the Holy Spirit of God, it can look inside of you. It can look inside of you. It knows where you stand. And if he is dealing with you this morning, I like this. I like these. Let's wear them out. Let's wear them out. You know, if you're a Christian here this morning and you want to grow closer, don't be afraid to wear these things out. That's what it's about, isn't it, Greg? We come to these altars. We get down. We ask God to give us strength. Keep on having, you know, you. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, listen to me. God is good. First off, it's been preached and taught from this pulpit many times, but I want to give you some stuff here. First off, this is what we need to do. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, my people, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal their what? Their land. That's what he said. Because I believe repentance must first start at the church. 1 Peter 4:17. For the time has come, the judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begins at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? It's got to begin with us here this morning. It's got to begin with every one of us here this morning. That's where it begins. Secondly, God has made a way for all men to come to repentance to know him. John 4:16, Jesus saying to them, I am the way, I am the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but how? It isn't by Buddha, it's by me. 1 John 2:1-2, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation of our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of who? The whole world. He's no discriminator of it. He doesn't discriminate against anybody. And of course, John 3:16. Say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Lasting life. He made a way. He made a way. Let the devil keep on doing his thing. He's going to do it anyway. He's going to keep on doing just exactly what I said, and there's a bunch of other things he did. But I'm telling you, God has made a way. God still saves. God still loves. God is still able to set your feet upon that solid rock of salvation. He's able to do it this morning. And I praise his name for that. How about you? Thank God this morning. All right, what do we got as a song for?